Now we come to the benediction. I've used this benediction, I'm confident, thousands of times. Verse 20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make your hearts and mind perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, there are several things here that we should say something about. The Lord Jesus is called here the Great Shepherd. He's called, you remember back in Psalm 22, He's the Good Shepherd there, and He calls Himself the Good Shepherd in John 10, verse 11, that He's the Good Shepherd of the sheep. And it's the Good Shepherd who dies for the sheep. He's the Good Shepherd. But He's the Great Shepherd of the sheep also. And He's the one who perfects the sheep. That is, He builds them up. And that is Psalm 23. He's the one who leads them by still waters and get you to the grass where it's good and green and very tender, the Word of God, you see. And then over in 1 Peter 5:4, when the chief shepherd shall appear, and He's coming someday as the chief shepherd. He died in the past as the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd today. He's coming someday as the chief shepherd, and He's going to come for His sheep. And if He started out with 100 sheep, you know how many sheep He's going to have with Him in heaven? Not 99. No, 100. All of them are going to be there with Him. Now, we're told here that He is the great shepherd of the sheep and that through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Now, may I say this is very important to note here. His blood is the basis of every covenant God has ever made, and He makes you perfect. Now, here is the purpose, I guess, of Hebrews. We're told, let us go on unto perfection. Now, what does it mean? It means to maturation, that you be a full-grown child of God. It's marvelous to see a little baby win a blue ribbon, but if you come back in 20 years, and that little baby is still lying in the cradle saying, da, 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 something's wrong. But there are a lot of saints like that today, you see. God wants you to come to maturation, to grow up. The epistle to the Hebrews will help you do that. It's the reason we stayed in this epistle so long, you see. And it's through that blood of the everlasting covenant, He make you perfect in every good work to do His will. And what is the important thing for a child of God today? What is it? Well, it's to do His will, that He might work His will in your life, working in you that which is well-pleasing in whose sight? His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. But now that's the benediction. But notice how personal this is. This is Paul here. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I've written a letter unto you in few words. And I have to smile when Paul says he wrote this in few words. This, to my judgment, is a long letter. But Paul calls it few words. And notice what he says here. Know ye that our brother Timothy, and that sounds like Paul, is set at liberty. And apparently Timothy had been put in prison, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Now, the Bible I'm using today says at the bottom here, and it's not part of the text, written to the Hebrews from Italy by Timothy. May I say that is just some man's interpretation, like my little book is just an interpretation that Paul wrote. This man could be wrong. I could be wrong. Actually, both of us could be wrong. The important thing is, this is the epistle where the Holy Spirit wrote it, for He takes the things of Christ and He shows them unto us. That's important. And again, let me repeat it. I want you to have the little book about the authorship of this epistle. And as we said before, I wrote that when I was a senior in seminary. It's dogmatic, and it's written by a typical seminary student who thinks he knows everything. I don't know what's happened, but I seem to have forgotten all the wisdom I learned in the past. Now he says, salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. So Paul's in prison in Italy. Now he closes with this wonderful benediction, and I'm going to close with it, and I can't improve on it, and I can't interpret it because it interprets itself. Grace be with you all. Amen. May God richly bless you, my beloved.